Hey guys, be a part of the Bob Culture Podcast by supporting me on Patreon.com. That's Patreon.com/Bob Culture Podcast for some great incentives. All right, everybody, welcome to a very special edition of the Bob Culture Podcast. I'd like to welcome the man behind the new promotion, Standalone Wrestling, with their debut show, Liftoff, Saturday, February 24th at the Atlantic Cape Community College, Mr. Chad Minez. Chad, how are you, man? Thanks for a few minutes.
Oh, I'm great. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Very excited to be here.
Yeah, dude, I've been excited to talk to you for a while now. I've been seeing your flyers all over Facebook for Liftoff and Standalone Wrestling. Looks like you guys got some great stuff coming up. And the flyers look great, by the way. I don't know if you do them or you have someone who does them. They look awesome. Really cool.
Thank you. Yeah, our designer is Chris Chandler. I believe he lives in Virginia or West Virginia. So we do everything over Facebook and email. And he does a great job.
Wow, well, shout to him, because everything looks awesome. I mean, it looks legit already, so I'm super excited for this Liftoff show. Obviously, you guys got the Boardwalk Beatdown coming up. We'll talk about that. But I want to get to know you a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your background, and then tell us the origin story of Standalone Wrestling.
Yeah, so basically, my background is I was in retail management for years, and after that, I went to go work at the casinos in Atlantic City, and that's where I fell in love with Atlantic City and this area.
Nice. You know,
right away, as soon as I came down here. The casino started to die down a little bit, so I decided to grow the family business, and I was very successful at doing that. And
nice.
Being an entrepreneur was very exciting to me. So I've always been a fan of wrestling. And I stopped watching until my son really got into it. So at that point, I decided, I want to get more involved since I'm already business savvy to get involved in pro wrestling.
That's awesome.
And it was pretty cool. Yeah, so it started with WrestlePro, and they were called PWS before that.
Sure.
I started with WrestlePro. Yep, doing a lot of vending, working behind the scenes with Pat Buck and Kevin Matthews and stuff like that.
Wow.
We had a little, couple of issues between each other, and I started working at SWF for a little while. And when I was at SWF, I met Preacher Phineas James, who him and his wife are now my partner in Standalone, who are doing this together. And we hit it off right away. So, I think, just everything that happened between us, this was just meant to be, Standalone Wrestling.
That's awesome, man. That's actually a great story, man. You sound like you're a good guy. It sounds like you're a family man. It sounds like you have passion for the product, man. Those are all great ingredients, man. I think this thing's going to be the beginning of something huge. I'm really excited for you guys.
Yeah, I think so too. When we first decided to do the show, we've been planning this for over a year, and I never imagined that being a first show in Maze Landing, which isn't around a city. We don't have any cities where people are really, close to, that we would even sell out front row. And here we're already working in the second row. People are already pre-ordering their Emma meet and greets and stuff like that. So we're beyond happy with the results already.
Hey, that's awesome, man. I'll tell you what, Chad, I got a ton of friends who are already interested. I told them about some of the people on the card. In fact, let's talk about Liftoff right now, man. What is it, like 20 or 19 days from now or something like that? I can't wait.
So Liftoff is February 24th at Atlantic Cape Community College. Maze Landing, and the timing worked out for us when we were looking for a name that Emma was released from WWE, and I had emailed her directly right away as soon as I found out.
Smart man.
And we were in the first round of people who actually contacted her and had her under contract, so right away we knew that would give us a good kick. And one of the people that we work closely with and we believe in very much is Brittany Blake. So one of our main events is going to be Brittany Blake versus Tennille Dashwood, who is formerly known as Emma.
Yeah, wow, that's awesome. And tell us a little bit about, I mean, that's, first of all, awesome. You got Emma. You got some great names on this card already. Tell us a little bit more about Brittany. I'm seeing a bunch of stuff about her online.
So, yeah, Brittany Blake, she's into, like, cosplay and modeling and stuff like that and pro wrestling. And my partner, Preacher Phineas James, has trained her, and she used to train at the CZW Dojo. Now she's down in Maryland, and she's working out of MCW. And she's somebody that we believe in and we want to take stock in, and we want her to be our, you know, female superstar and be able to show our audience her true potential.
Awesome.
And so she's a regular person you'll be seeing on our shows. So if you have a, you know, if you have a connection with her, you can know she's going to be on, you know, future standalone wrestling shows as well.
Awesome. I'm getting more and more excited talking about it. Of course, we have Martin Stone, you mentioned, who's Danny Burch in WWE NXT. That's exciting. One of my friends, Bill, is like super stoked for that one, so I'm trying to get him to come down with me.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
What else we got? We have from Impact, I believe the current champions, LAX, on the show as well.
So it's the current Impact tag team champions, LAX, versus the current CZW tag team champions, The Rep, which is kind of cool. We're not marketing it that way because neither of those are our companies, but you know, you have two tag teams that are the champions in distinctive organizations, and they're going to be going head-to-head.
That's even better, man. That's awesome. That's going to be great. And I wanted to ask you, just since we're talking about all these superstars, and I did want to ask you about like the roster and styles and stuff like that for people who may not know everybody. Real quick, is there any sort of a meet and greet? I know a lot of these independent shows have like meet and greets. Is there anything like that where we can meet some of the superstars before the show or after the show?
Yeah, so what we're going to do is 6 p.m. doors are going to open, and the radio station's La Mega, which is a Latino-based station, and 103.7 WMGM, which is a rock station. They're going to be broadcasting live for that first hour. Emma will be there, and other superstars will be out there taking pictures and signing autographs and stuff like that, and you know, whatever else we can come up with for a pre-show. And then at the intermission, it's going to be the same thing. You know, the stars are going to come back out. We might have in-ring photo ops or
wow,
you know, things like that.
That's what sets it apart right there. I mean, it's more intimate. I'm more excited about it just talking about that. I'm like, oh, I got to come down early. You know, me and my father-in-law are going to come down, so we're super stoked. That's awesome.
It's going to be great.
Oh, dude, I can't wait. And I guess what can fans expect from standalone wrestling as opposed to like other indie brands? Like what's going to, I mean, I guess we're going to find out, you know, it's yet to happen, man. But I mean, it sounds like it's going to be very intimate. I mean, what's going to set it apart? What do you think?
I would say that two different things. One, that there's going to be a storyline that's going to engage you to follow every show. You know, for example, you know, the storyline from Maze Landing is going to carry into Boardwalk Beatdown, or possibly a show that we're going to have in between, and it's going to want you to, you know what's going to happen. You know, oh, I have to go to Boardwalk Beatdown because I need to know what's going to happen next in the story. And, you know, secondly, any of our cards, none of the matches are going to be the same. Like, you know, we're going to have a lucha match. We're going to have a comedy match. We're going to have a tag team match. It's not going to be repetitive in each show that you're going to see like the same type of matches. You know, maybe there's going to be a strong style match, or, you know, you're just not going to have the same repetitive, oh, it's just a one-on-one match, just the same thing with no real flow or system to it. You know, every match is going to be unique to itself.
Those are two phenomenal answers. You knocked that out of the park. Really great.
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the roster a little bit and what kind of styles of wrestling that we'll see. I think you mentioned a few. I don't know if you want to talk about any superstars in particular. I know I was one of those people, you know, my best friend since I was 4 years old, always watched wrestling, always wanted me to watch. And I was one of those guys, no, it's fake, man. It's fake, you know, blah, 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 which it absolutely isn't. When I was 19 years old, I saw, you know, Rey Mysterio for the first time. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that is incredible. So I'm obviously in love with like the lucha style and the high flying. Will we be seeing anything like that?
Yeah. So yeah, here's a perfect story right away. You know, so we could talk about the roster. The first thing me and Preacher and Arlene did is we announced an open tryout for standalone wrestling.
That's so
cool.
We
did that with CZW. Yeah, we did that. We did it with CZW and a bunch of other organizations. Probably five different companies showed up, and we had all the guys work out in the ring. And then finally, we started pairing up matches, and there was these two guys, Topa and Dante Caballero. I probably got that last name wrong because it was Spanish, but Preacher set them up to run a short match. And at the end of that match, you know, and it was just a practice match, there was no fans there, all the staff from the different promotions, all the other wrestlers gave these guys a standing ovation.
Wow.
And, yeah, me and Preacher looked at each other, and we said, that's one of our first matches.
No.
So, Topa, yeah, Topa versus Dante is only because of their tryouts.
No way. That had to be, like, just a really cool experience. That's awesome.
Oh, it was amazing. You know, we had guys travel from Detroit, Michigan to come to the tryouts. You know, they drove from Detroit and slept in their car until we opened up the doors, which was phenomenal.
That's awesome. And I'll tell you this, you know, some of these guys that you see on TV right now, like years ago, I was watching them in the Independent, standing right next to them. You know, it's you never know, like maybe they're going to get their start at standalone wrestling.
And that, of course, that's what we want to do. We want to continue to make stars because already, you know, Preacher trains every Tuesday at the CZW Dojo. So he's always having new talents and new people come up. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do is cultivate stars.
Yep.
Two other guys that were at the tryouts. One is Danny Gallagher, and he's a skinny Caucasian gingerhead kid. And he walked in, and I'm like, you know, not going to be anything impressive. And the kid right away has superstar written all over him as soon as he got in the ring, and you could see his skill sets. And other guys, Stefan Pennington, he's a big, strong, muscular, like he's gonna wear like a wrestling singlet, and you know that's another match that we had matched up. And those two, you know, you're gonna be surprised. And these are fresh guys that people, you know, haven't been exposed to yet. So that's exciting as well.
That's so awesome. Hey, maybe standalone wrestling is gonna be the next juggernaut. You know, it sounds like you got some great talent. I'm excited.
Yeah, we hope that's the case, and that's what our focus is.
Something that I was wondering, and this may be something down the line. I know this is the debut show. Will there be any championships, I guess, on the line, or any sort of championship for standalone wrestling?
So yeah, we are gonna have all titles. Definitely not on the debut show, and this is more of an introduction to us.
Sure,
an introduction to the roster. To get a feel for us and, you know, what kind of show we're going to bring. And down the line, there definitely will be titles defended and champions crowned.
Awesome, man. It all sounds good. So real quick, you know, I'm all about the shameless plugs here on the Bob Culture Podcast. How and where can we find you or get tickets for standalone wrestling?
All right, myself, I'm on Facebook as Chad Menace. Pretty simple. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Standalone Wrestling. On Twitter, we're Saw Pro Wrestling because I couldn't fit Standalone Wrestling. Our website is standalonewrestling.com. You're going to have all your match cards there eventually, the roster. You can already get tickets for our events directly on there. You know, for Liftoff, we're doing a special family 4-pack, which saves you $10 for 4 tickets. And you can get all that stuff right on standalonewrestling.com.
Awesome. Let's talk about Boardwalk Beatdown. I'm excited to get to this, and of course, I'm super stoked for Liftoff. Can't wait to be there in just 19 days. But let's talk about Boardwalk Beatdown, because you got another home run here, man. We have Goldberg, an opportunity with a meet and greet with Goldberg, man. Tell us how did this happen?
All right, so you already heard about my love for Atlantic City, and you know when I started working down here.
Oh yeah,
and. I thought of the concept of bringing standalone wrestling to Atlantic City. I already had ran a show called Roll the Dice last June under a different company, and that was Alberto Del Rio versus Pentagon.
Okay.
And I that was me testing the market to see if we could get enough support, and the show did okay. So I'm like, okay, you know, let's really, really make this thing work here. So I started reaching out to different venues in Atlantic City, and the place where I ran last time wasn't a nice place, wasn't a good location. So I finally got an in at the Claridge, and I, you know, we walked the venue and we started talking and stuff like that, and they agreed to have the wrestling show.
Nice.
And they said to me, you know what, we want to do more with you. You know, what else can we do? I said, well, you know, I know logistically how to run a convention, and we could do that. And as soon as I told them that, you know, we could do a live show and we could do a convention, they like bought in 100%. They were like super stoked for it because places like Claridge aren't a casino anymore. So they need events to attract people.
Sure.
Yeah, so then I have to think, you know, what would make this thing worth it that people will say, oh my God, I got to go to Atlantic City. I got to check out Standalone Wrestling's Boardwalk Beatdown. We've never been there before. So what's going to get these people there? And I thought, number one, as a rarity, and as something big, you know, Goldberg. You know, I thought about a bunch of names. And, you know, I reached out to Goldberg's people, and he had availability. And a lot of people aren't booking him because of the, you know, the expense.
Okay.
And, you know, we made a deal. And, you know, I had feelings that he would be in the Hall of Fame, but there was no confirmation at that point.
Yeah, that worked out. That worked out nicely.
Yeah. That news hit, so that makes this even more special that, you know, you're going to be able to meet him down at WrestleMania for probably $400, and you're going to be able to meet him here in Atlantic City, you know, for a VIP package for $325 or even a basic package for $70. Which nobody else is going to be able to touch that price.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That's awesome, man. Future Hall, WWE Hall of Famer Bill Goldberg at Boardwalk Beatdown. I'm super excited for that one as well. And you know, my wife and I, we watched the Goldbergs, we watched Flash. He was awesome on both those. You know, I don't know if you saw any of that. He was really good on those.
Yeah, I didn't see that yet. But I'm gonna have all that stuff too. I'm gonna have pictures from the Goldbergs.
Nice.
I'm gonna have pictures from the Flash. I'm going to have pictures from the Adam Sandler movie that he was in.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Everything that he's been involved in. Yeah, we're going to have football helmets. You know, anything you want a Goldberg, we're going to have there for you.
That's awesome. Yeah, Goldberg's pretty awesome. The thing I liked about him coming back recently, you know, again, another family man. You know, he was doing it for his family and for his kids and, you know, for his fans as well. But all the right reasons, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, besides Goldberg, we're going to announce at Liftoff on screen the co-headline guest. This is a guy who's just as big as Goldberg. You know, it's not a small guest. It's not
what
something that's going to disappoint. It's going to be a headline-worthy guest. I could have run the convention just on this person alone as well.
Oh, man. Wowee, man. There's a teaser for you right there. Oh man, yeah, I'm excited. And tell us a little
bit. I can tell you right now.
I know. I'm like, I'm gonna turn the mic off so we can talk a little bit. But nah, man, no spoilers. But I'm rubbing my hands together over here. Tell us a little bit about this Dinner with the Stars as well. What is this exactly?
Yeah, so this is another concept. I went to New England Fan Fest years ago. The promoter's name is Joe. And, you know, he had a dinner event and I brought my son and I'm like, oh my God, this is the coolest thing ever. You know, it was just in a ballroom at the same exact hotel as the convention. It was like Jim Ross and Ryan Shamrock and a Glacier and a bunch of other wrestlers. And at each table, you actually had a wrestler sitting there with you and you can go and you could basically talk with them. So I thought of the same concept, but I'm going to take it up an extra level. You know, I'm going to have it moderated. I'm going to have somebody there, like, cultivating a conversation. You know, MOJ from CZW, who's going to be our ring announcer, he's like an encyclopedia of wrestling. So he's going to be at the tables and walking around, and he's going to be asking the questions that the fans want to ask. And we're going to also have this recorded as well. So, you know, if you thought this was great, you could buy it. Or if you didn't get the opportunity to be there, you'll have it. And already we have Sonny there. We have Brutus the Barber Beefcake. We have Brian Cage, Melissa Santos. Demolition is going to be there.
I saw Demolition. That's awesome.
Yeah. So we're looking at like 15 to 20 wrestlers. It's going to be at the dinner alone. So they'll be sitting at your table. And in your price, you know, there's a kid's ticket and there's an adult's ticket. Included in the price of the admission is also your meal and your non-alcoholic beverages too. So it's definitely worth the deal.
That sounds beyond awesome, man. Really exciting. And real quick, do we go to the same place to get tickets for the Boardwalk Beatdown Standalone Wrestling?
Yeah, so everything is on the same page. Mays Landing will be Atlantic Cape Community College. The Dinner with the Stars is going to be at Tennessee Ave Beer Hall. It's family friendly, just so you know, but that's the name of the place. And the rest of the events for Boardwalk Beatdown will be at the Claridge Hotel, but everything is on sale on standalonewrestling.com.
Awesome, man. Yeah, man, I really want to find out who this special guest is. That's awesome, man. And any
other... It'll be there.
Oh, well, no, I know. I just I need to be patient. That's the issue. Yeah, oh, man. And any other events you got going on you want to promote in the meantime? I know these are the two big ones. Anything else or anywhere else we can follow you on social media or anything like that?
Yeah, besides that, in March, we have some stuff coming up. March 9th and 10th, I'm going to have talent in town. They're going to be at the big event convention in LaGuardia Airport.
I am familiar with that. Yeah. The big event.
They're going to be at WrestlePro, too. On March 9th and March 10th, and I have a list of talent. It's Diamante from LAX, Ali from Impact, Josh Matthews, Madison Rain, Suicide, and Lacey Von Erich.
Wow.
That's a great list of talent that I'm bringing into town, too.
And guys, you know, obviously make sure you follow Chad and Standalone Wrestling. You can follow them on Facebook, Standalone Wrestling. Of course, they're on Twitter at Saul Wrestling. Check them out. Chad, awesome talking to you, man. Real quick, it sounds like this Standalone Wrestling really stands alone. Where'd the name come from, real quick?
My partner thought of it, and, you know, right away, I'm like, oh, my God, this works, you know, because it's very different. You know, like, people will be like, I don't know, Jersey Shore Pro Wrestling or, you know, something generic like that. And as soon as he said Standalone Pro Wrestling, like, man, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, the Saw works too, yeah.
The Saw logo, yeah, that was actually designed by a wrestler, Jay Schlack from CCW, Deathmatch Wrestler.
No way.
And he does tattoos, and he's a very talented dude. And, yeah, to us, or to me at least, Standalone Wrestling just means in this market, you know, we're going to stand alone. Like, it's not going to be a copy of every other wrestling promotion. Like I told you, the shows are going to be unique and they're going to be fan-friendly and it's not going to be repetitive and you're going to be able to follow the story along from town to town. And, yeah, so it's I think the name just fits so well.
Chad, thank you for a few minutes, man. I'm excited for the events. You know, I'm stoked for you. It sounds like this promotion really will stand alone. Obviously, it seems like there's a big emphasis on family. It seems like you put a lot of thought and work into these events, and it sounds like it's going to be really intimate. I get that feeling. Like you've involved a lot of meet and greets, so I'm sure the fans are going to appreciate that. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, man. Guys, again, check them out. It's Standalone Wrestling. And make sure you get your tickets for Liftoff coming up in a couple weeks in February. And you have a chance. You can go meet Goldberg. Make sure you get your tickets for that at Boardwalk Beatdown. And Chad, thanks again, man. We're out. We'll see you guys next time. Peace. Hey guys, thanks for listening to this episode of the Bob Culture Podcast. If you'd like to support the show on Patreon.com for some great incentives, check out Patreon.com/Bob Culture Podcast. I'd like to thank my newest patrons, Michael Michelle Vermillion from Sledgepad LLC. Sledgepad is the revolutionary bass drum dampening system that make blankets in your bass drum a thing of the past. I love my Sledgepad and is currently being used by drummers from national acts such as Pink and Collective Soul. Use my code BOBMAN007 at checkout for a special discount. Check them out at sledgepad.com. Finally, don't forget to support the show by leaving a review on iTunes or give me a like on facebook.com/Bob Culture Podcast.